Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And today the news is that, as we predicted a few weeks ago, the two bodies representing beef farmers in Scotland, that's NBA Scotland and the Scottish Beef Cattle Association, will merge with the new Scottish Beef Association up and running in time for the Highland Show in June. Also in the news is a united approach from all farming organisations towards stopping the deadly Schmallenburg virus from entering Scotland. Causing stillborns and deformities in newborn calves and lambs, the little understood virus, which is spread by midges, must be kept out of Scotland, and farmers should take extreme caution when importing cattle or sheep from countries harbouring the Schmallenburg virus. But back to today, and I've got a celebrity with me. And steady lads, it's Suzanne Shaw, bringing a touch of glamour to the show. Singer, actress, model, TV presenter and Dancing on Ice winner. Now, what on earth has she got to do with farming, you might say? Well, she's got a real thing about trying to save us money by not throwing our leftover food away.
It's £150 million per week in food we're throwing away, which is quite shocking. And considering of the tough economic times, you think we would actually be more aware of what we should be doing with our foods, because it is something that we could really work on as a nation. Also, we're not making the good British roast anymore as well. And for me, on a Sunday, that's where you do have your leftovers. When you're cooking a roast, whether it's beef, pork, chicken, you could use that meat and the vegetables to maybe go and make a casserole the next few days. We've all been guilty of it. I certainly have. But now I do really look at it. And it's also setting an example for my son. You shouldn't be wasteful.
Thinking about that Sunday roast, it's not expensive, is it?
It's not. You can do a Sunday roast for under a tenner for four people. It is out there to be able to do that. I just think we overlook it.
So why not bear that in mind this weekend? And Suzanne Shaw's going to be back with us next week, exploding some of the popular myths surrounding our food. But finally, if you want to find out more about growing potatoes, or growing a more interesting variety, or even finding that old breed of tatty that your dad used to grow, then get along to North Keswick Village Hall tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Transition Black Isle will be there with 100 or more types of tatty seed, plus all the advice you might need, and all with the idea of getting us to grow our own tatties this year. But from me, that's it for this week. Whatever you do, have a good weekend. I'll be back Monday, 6:40, 12:40 with more MFR Farming.